Welcome back, everybody, to the Weary Travelers podcast. You got Mike, Joe, and Jared here with another episode of the COVID Files. We are on episode 2 of the COVID Files. Guys, how we doing?
COVID-19.
It's true.
Great.
COVID-20 anymore? Are people calling it 20?
No, it's 19.
Yeah, it's the year that it came out. So it was discovered in 2019. It just happened to mainly roll out in the 20s.
Yeah.
But yeah,
really kicked off the 20s with
woot,
a roar.
Woot.
That's true. Roaring 20s. Yeah.
Not much.
I think that we need to start doing speakeasies again.
Oh,
people need to start setting up bars in their basement.
This, oh my God, that's the perfect environment. Though that's what this is all like rich people doing that probably right now.
I did see that somebody
like clubs. Like.
Yeah, I saw there was a football player got in trouble. I think it was football. Got in trouble. They got the cops called because apparently he had a huge party at his house.
That'd be fucking awesome.
What an idiot.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, endangering civilization. You know, something that the Weird Travelers wouldn't endorse
Never.
Or recommend.
No, I mean, that's absolutely reprehensible. No, I mean, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But we have been keeping at our little running contest.
Been chugging
here.
Away. We've been making America great again by running.
I guess. Our run for the cure.
what's the Dunkin' Donuts keep running?
America runs on Dunkin'.
America runs on
Dunkin'. Shout out to Dunkin', our unofficial sponsor. They're not giving us any money, but I guess we'll plug them. But I have... I spent my lunch hour today recording a little race update for us, so we had it ready to go on the air. So you guys ready for a little update here?
Yeah. Let's see what the fucking standings
Some
are,
would call
Jared.
Me champ.
Spoiler alert. All right, let's cut right into this. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a quick race update for you. In first place, there is a man with a wife and a child at home who is looking for any excuse to get out of the house, and it shows, Mr. Jared Noyes with 107.2 miles. Followed closely behind him is a man who, when the Cincinnati Reds canceled their season, it left a gaping hole in his life, and he's been trying desperately to fill it with running miles every day, Mr. Anthony Grousey with 107.2 miles as well. Jared leading by a slight razor-thin margin that's not even showing up on the record.
Woot woot.
In third place, I want to give a shout-out to a local man who has done everything in his power to keep local business alive. That's right, Mr. Joe Jackson, responsible for single-handedly keeping the Cincinnati Red Bike Company in business during this trying time, coming in with 106.2 miles, 1 mile behind the leader.
Oh, you bastard.
And in fourth place, word around town is that the FDA is out looking for this man for failing to obtain a permit to move that much beef around the streets of White Oak. That's right, it's yours truly, Mike Averbeck, with 101.8 miles. In fifth place, the token lady of the competition. She has a newborn infant at home, and I think that we're all lucky that she has a child to attend to, or she would most likely be smoking us. Mrs. Sarah Noyes with 19.1 miles. Trailing behind in sixth place is a man that lives in another city, and I know that what you're thinking is, you kind of want to make fun of him for such a low number, but we got to keep in mind, there are time zone behind us, so maybe, Dan has ran enough miles to catch up to the rest of the pack, and it just hasn't updated the app yet. In sixth place, Mr. Dan Gilkey with 14.16. And in seventh place, we have an answer to the age-old question of what happens when an immovable object meets an immovable force. Mr. Justin Pekicero with 3.15 miles.
Wait, isn't it unstoppable object?
Yeah, that's the joke, is that it's an immovable object and an immovable force. Not going anywhere.
That was fucking clever. Bravo.
Nice
thank
work.
You, thank you.
I'll be the first to say, though, you know, the contest is still on.
Hey,
a lot,
can you,
lot of days on. Can we just agree, who was the first to 100 miles?
Can you refresh me on who's winning?
I don't remember.
But who's the first?
Mr. Joe Jackson?
It was me. Damn it, that's the...
Yeah, I saw. I bet
I have right now.
Yeah, who was the first to anything over 10? Not you, because you fucking sucked in the beginning.
I bet you were glowing as soon as you finished that run. Oh!
When you texted me this morning saying that you were in first place, I thought you were joking.
You texted me like, did you run today?
Thought we had an agreement to a ceasefire on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's it. Well, except for Justin, apparently. Mm-hmm. I will say this because we got some late breaking news. So I recorded that update at lunch. We're supposed to have a ceasefire on Tuesdays where nobody runs. We kind of only informed the people that are important in this race, the ones that are actually putting in miles. Justin apparently snuck some miles in, I guess, this afternoon or after work.
Who the hell knows?
And I say miles plural. I think it was only one.
One and some change.
But so Justin's standings have changed slightly since I recorded that.
One and a couple cents.
For a nice brisk walk.
Apparently to his mailbox and back.
That's amazing. Jared, I'm glad you're having such a good time in first place, though, because I did want to kind of refresh everybody's memory visually as to what happened on last year's Sober October event. So maybe without further ado, and
I'm so excited,
ladies and gentlemen, this will be available on the YouTube channel, and I encourage everybody to like and subscribe.
My name wrong.
Did I?
No.
That was my one fear. Okay, ready?
Go all the way up with it.
All the way up? We'll bring the house down with this one. All
right, here we go.
So, Jared, when it comes to last year's little Sober October challenge, how did that end?
By the way, I love the title of this. The Ballad of Jared.
Jared and I, we knew neither of us was gonna win. It was coming down to the wire. Joe was blowing us out by 50 miles.
Have you seen my half marathon?
At the end, it stopped being about first place and it started being about second place.
Halloween night, I took a walk to my mom's from here after trick or treating because I knew I'd get another mile and beat Mike.
I noticed that Jared pulled ahead by less than a mile, which was an interesting choice because, I mean, I can walk a mile if I need to walk a mile. Oh man, it was late. I think I had like 15, maybe 10 minutes to run. So I had to, I hit my driveway running.
What some would call a bogus move.
I didn't have time to set any of my shit down, so I had my keys and wallet in one hand and my phone in the other. And I had to just haul ass.
Laps around his driveway.
Laps? I happen to do a lot of laps around my driveway.
Unbelievable.
I know that I only needed 0.8 miles to beat Jared, so as soon as I hit the 0.8 miles, I just turned back around and went home.
Unbelievable.
But I guess what I really have to say is that, like, when it comes down to the finish line, some people, I guess, they see the finish line and they just take their foot off the gas. And I think that's really what happened with Jared. And a champion like myself, I just
fucking smoke you.
So, you know, you got to push on through that last minute, and that's what I did, and ended up taking home a W.
When Mike says W, he means second place, number two.
I love that.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Well, that was so good.
Nice little reading.
Tip of the cap.
Bravo.
I was struggling with the music for the background of that, but I was running, and I just thought of the word ballad. That's a ballad. The Ballad of Jared Noyes.
Un-fucking-believable.
I just hope people appreciate the greatness of that story. Tip of the hat.
That was like, good editing.
The fact that you showed the thing makes me even more angry.
What, him going around?
A million fucking times. God damn it.
It's amazing. It's commitment.
It's so good.
It'd be cool if like a cop was across Sutter's Mill just watching you do it. Like,
some guy did drugs. No, some guy. Oh, you mean when it happened? Yeah. My neighbors are probably like, what the fuck is going on outside right now? But when we were filming that, some guy was just walking by on the side of the road, and Joe's like, you ready to go? Maybe we'll wait for this fucking guy to walk by so I don't have to run in front of him.
That was a fun time.
That was good. I liked that.
A little sneak attack on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin,
I think we planned that right after I left last week's recording. We should probably get that on visual. Show the people what really happened here.
And then, Joe, you left out one thing. I'm not upset because that was an awesome edit of that. But there was a part where you're like, Joe's like, and how did that feel? And you're like, not great. And you're like, not good. And I just cut in and was like, great.
I didn't add that just because there was something. The audio was all over the place with this one.
I thought that was fantastic.
Mm. Nice work, Jack.
Well done.
Should we give our good friend Justin Pickleman a quick call?
Let's see how the back of the pack is feeling today.
back of the
Just call him shin splints. Hey, shin splints. How you?
Also, while you're getting that all connected and hooked up, my boss came up with a great title for this section.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to incorporate it because I think we're a little past that at this point. But I was talking to him, and I said something like, I was just bitching about how much we were walking. And then I was like, yeah, there's no rest for the wicked, though. And he's like, I think you mean there's no rest for the weary. And I was like, ooh. I like that.
The restless.
So no rest for the weary is a pretty good one.
It's Pickle Man. Okay. And so
why don't you grow up
and just save add people's names? All right. I'm really hoping he doesn't answer.
Leave him a message.
14 days left where we run.
I know. Sucks.
Well, Joe.
Justin, you got the weary travelers on the line. You're live. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you, Joe?
I don't know. I kind of want to talk more about you because I'm concerned for your health. You know, high blood pressure, and you know, you got to get all that stress out. I think the best way to do it is, you know, one foot in front of the other. But you know, what's the excuse? What's the doctor say? Is it critical? Are you stable now? Are you shins okay?
Hey, Joe, I am just okay. My shins are all right. Chronic illness, you know, you got to keep it in check.
So for the record, how many miles do we have?
4.36.
So as of today, actually went on a walk earlier by mowing my grass.
Oh, that's what it was. All right.
I'm at 4.22 miles, somewhere around there.
Wow.
4.36.
That's incredible. I think you got a shot at the title here.
I know. You guys better be shaking in your boots because I'm coming for you.
He's got us right where he wants us.
Jesus. Well, any tips for the crowd for, you know, anything you want to promote or plug?
You know, I don't know if I have that just yet. I do have a question for you, Joe.
You have a question for the weary traveler. All right.
I sure do.
Go ahead, Justin.
So I saw that you have over 100 miles.
Yeah. He's in second place. Third place. And,
excuse me. Go ahead.
You know, I just don't know if I believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't know if I do.
Why don't you drive over here in a second and look at these calf muscles and tell me if you believe them.
So here's the thing, Joe. Here's the thing.
God.
Do you go and walk or do you get in your car and drive around and that's how bike. You get your miles? Or what's the deal here?
You know, Justin.
I'm playing an honest game at 4 miles, but you at 100, I don't know, Joe.
I mean, we're all at 100, Justin. It's not just me. There's four other people in the group.
I trust them.
You sack of shit. Are you wearing a white t-shirt right now just by chance?
You bet. No, I'm not.
We need to make a recreation video. We just showed a pretty good video that we'll release again today, but you can check out. We might have to show the epic ballad of Justin Picicaro. I don't know. I think the people need to see, you know, what the tail end of this contest actually looks like. You know?
It's handsome. I'll tell you that much. That's
awesome. Well, I love you, Justin. Where would you recommend a good place to get produce around town? I don't know. I'm looking all over the place.
I know just the place, Joe. Just the place.
Yeah?
It is called Pick Produce.
Oh!
Where's that at?
You can go there. It's right off the Norwood Lateral, 381-1239. You can call in, get your produce, and we'll put it together for you. Pick it up.
Awesome. You stack it, we pack it, right?
That's right. Cream of the crop, baby.
All righty. Take care, Justin. Maybe, you know, walk or something.
See you guys.
See you. All right, see you, Justin. Oh, that's fantastic.
I love giving shit.
the Ballad of Justin to Kickero when we do that is just going to be a montage of him sitting around his house. It's got to be. That would be so funny.
Am I wrong by saying that he is always wearing a white t-shirt?
No, you're completely right.
A plain white t-shirt. Yeah.
But just show him just a montage of him like cooking in his kitchen, yeah, and like sitting on his deck. That would be so funny.
The only thing he does is smoke that meat. Yeah. He uses a smoker. I'm like, is this your excuse? Like,
well, he smokes meat?
What are you doing? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's got like an official.
He has a smoker.
Damn. So that's like a 4-hour process.
That's longer than that. He could.
But
he
you know what walk. He can do during that.
It's like, Jesus Christ, dude.
That's fucking hilarious. Let's see. Oh, I do have a couple of. So I was. My new little territory for running, DeVue Park. Mike, great. Yeah, I think that was you that recommended.
You walk. You run up that
you
hill?
You went up to DeVue Park?
I ran from my place up there and then did like a
how
lap
long was
around.
That?
It's like a good hour and a half.
I don't care about time.
How did distance? I think it's like 6.5.
How did you get up that hill? That thing is so fucking
steep.
Yeah,
I know.
Steep.
It's awful.
Brutal.
And I was on like the main road too, because there's no little. I found out there's some trails, like walking grass trails. But boy,
how about that view?
I wanted to take a picture of the view, but I knew it would be pointless because it's not gonna look like that. It's like a picture doesn't do it justice.
Not even close.
It's the it's like magical. It's like you can feel it right there, and then it just. What'd you say? It reveals itself to you.
Yeah, and once like if you ever get the chance to go there at night, which I think is illegal, but I've done it before.
Oh.
It is so awesome if you can see the city lit up.
Oh,
I've been up there for a couple weddings at night.
Yeah, if you have an event up there, awesome. You can. Yeah, it's really windy up there. That's the bad part, though. It gets really cold.
Oh yeah,
if it's not a nice day.
Yeah. But the first day I went up there was fucking beautiful. It was like the last day of good weather.
Oh, when it was like 80 degrees out or whatever. Yeah.
But nice. I discovered a few little running songs on that run, actually, and boy, did they spice things up.
These are from
some well-known, well, maybe less well-known, but TV shows nonetheless. first one, this is an absolute shocker. This is one of my new favorite shows, High Maintenance on HBO. Have you heard?
No.
Are you familiar? It's basically just a pothead who drives around and delivers pot in New York City, and it's just everybody, just a bunch of different stories.
Okay.
All kind of like interconnected.
It says it's HBO.
Yeah. It kind of doesn't make sense. They're on their like fourth season right now. Okay. It's like a 20-minute episode. It's something to just, you know, pass time. But boy, did I like this song. Not really a running song, but
none of your songs. Yeah,
none of your songs.
It kind of turns into. Like, I just felt so good listening to this. This is rapper Wuwon Osimbo.
Okay.
Nailed it.
let's see if we like it. It picks up here in a second.
I believe it's
let it cook. Just that. You feel that beat? Jared, something happened in your feet?
I dig it.
I was running up in the park just listening to this. Awesome. Maybe wave at everybody, you know?
I'm a point to wave.
Yeah, not really a lyric song, kind of just like a jam.
There's a vibe, yeah. I like that.
Good song? So we agree, we like that one. Yeah, that's rapper Wuwon.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good song. I would never run to it.
You wouldn't run to that? You'd drink a beer to that song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe on a boat somewhere.
I would eat a nice Mexican restaurant meal to that as it played in the background.
looking at you, Joe Scherfenberg, on the boat talk.
Ooh, coming up, yes. we'll get him. We'll go to Joey's and we'll do an interview on the podcast.
Great.
Us asking to, you know, go to Joey's. Next one I got is this again. Something you wouldn't run to, only I would run to. Yeah. This is actually, you mentioned the hill on the way up to DeVue Park. This is the song that got me to the top.
Okay.
This is, and by the way, this one's from The Outsiders. Did you guys watch or finish that?
I mean, I've seen it, but I was
a little bit on HBO.
Ago. Wait, what?
No, it's a new one.
Oh, no.
New TV show. It's like a Stephen King novel.
Gotcha.
And it's the guy with the lisp. I think he's an Aussie. He's the bad guy with the cape in the Star Wars movie. He gets choked out by Vader.
That doesn't narrow it down.
He had the white cape the white suit, the white jacket.
He
gets his head crushed in by Bane.
That's I love that guy.
What's that guy? That actor's. He's the best drunk I've ever seen portrayed on film. I think we might have talked about him in there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But here we go with Washington Square. This is kind of a throwback or a kickback. This is like 1964.
This got you up a hill.
Yes. Because it just keep. Because this is how I was feeling at the bottom.
Were you walking this hill?
No. I was slowly trotting and, you know, trying my best to look athletic. So it'll... Isn't that nice?
I don't understand how your head works, man.
It's just you gotta get into the... Boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
Jared!
That's how. Allegedly. But wait, let me fast forward this one. A little bit, because it's kind of just that beat over and over again. But then it really opens up here at the end. Hold on.
Hold on.
Here's where it opens up. Ready?
8 minutes.
Bring in a few more band members here.
Eight minutes later.
No.
No?
Veto.
Wait.
Do you listen to songs with lyrics?
Sometimes.
Jesus Christ. How do you do this?
I mean, it's just something new, you know? Here's where it is. Here. It's got that horn in the background.
In the way background.
I think you make it, but you probably do that while you're running.
I feel like I'm at a burlesque show right now.
You're absolutely right. I do that when I'm running.
This guy's running up the street.
My last one is, and I think we played this on the podcast.
Hopefully something relatable. Jesus Christ.
This is kind of just a mood I was in on the way down. Okay. So what?
So not relatable.
So what I found was there's bike trails up there. Like people go mountain biking and they have like these beautiful off-road little mountain bike trails.
Yeah.
Almost want to get a bike and try it. But, you know...
I want you. Do they not let you take red bikes off the road? Tire's not good enough?
It's a cheap shot, Mike. I was listening to this running on that hill going down and, like, through the woods. And, boy, do you know what's coming?
Am I supposed to know this song?
Maybe.
Should I?
No.
Try it.
No chance.
See what we got.
You might be
able
to...
Wow, this is exciting.
Just by reputation.
It's a great song.
Huh?
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Gangs of New York?
Mm. Close. Same lead actor.
I don't know his other movies.
They make fun of it in South Park.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Last of the Mohicans. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know he was in that.
Really?
I've never seen
him. Oh, he's a man. We gotta get you trained up.
No, I like this music.
You like that?
But...
Yeah, like
again, I would never run to it.
If you're walking on, like, along the Irish countryside, maybe, yeah.
Shit like this gets me fired up.
I don't understand
it. This is how I find my new music to, like, run to. I'll be watching a movie or a show, and I'll hear it in the background, and I'll have to pause the whole fucking thing, Shazam it.
How loud do you listen to that
music? To all our loyal listeners out there, please don't do drugs.
God damn it. Jared. All right. We watched Tiger King, right?
Yeah, yes. We did.
Everybody liked it. Do you guys feel yourself wanting more of Tiger King?
I mean, I know what answer you're looking for, but the honest answer is no.
I really don't. And I was talking with my family on Easter, and my older brother Daniel recommended a TV show. I think it's on Netflix. It's called The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. And this is, if listeners want to just look up this clip.
And by whites, do they mean like white people?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's just absolute.
It's a pretty racist title, but
it is.
You know,
and it's pretty trailer trash. But this is a clip just to set it up. This is a family. I actually have no context to this clip. This is just something my brother showed me. So this girl is addicted to crack cocaine, And she just came.
Mind you.
I want to know what that windshield sticker says.
She just, oh, it doesn't say
something girl. And not Pickle Man.
Not Pickle Man.
So, anyway.
So this girl just delivered a baby.
Okay.
Her baby is addicted to crack.
Yep.
And they kept the baby.
Okay.
All right. And now they are at the Taco Bell.
The people.
Yeah, the people.
Yikes.
Oh, wait. Shit.
Clipping
some audio here.
Mm-hmm.
We need that, right?
Brought to you by Duraflame.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, give me a quesadilla. The steak and cheese fajita only with cheese.
I thought that was a man, but it's not. I think it's a woman.
What?
You don't have fiestas. Was it on your son if you don't have it?
Are you talking about Cordita?
Y'all have mozzarella cheese sticks.
No.
Give me two tacos, one soft shell, one hard, please. Could you repeat that order back to me?
Bad parts right around the corner. I can't believe these people.
Just fucking.
So those are people in the Taco Bell that they recognize.
Oh, hey girl, hey.
Hey, Tanner.
Hey, I'm gonna come
in. They took her baby. She had her baby.
They took it.
Say fast.
She's crying. Her.
Oh my God.
She's crying. Her.
What an absolute dumpster fire.
Any fiestas?
Why is it on your sign then?
Asking for mozzarella cheese sticks.
At a Taco Bell.
Y'all got any mozzarella cheese sticks?
I'll take the spaghetti and meatball.
They took her baby.
She's crying. Her.
She's crying.
They're just her. Yelling that at a closed window. That's so
I guess
bad.
That's her neighbors. I kind of want to watch.
Oh, I don't.
I'm actually afraid to watch an episode just because
I'll watch
I don't want to. I don't want to learn more.
If you ever wanted to see that show, really all you'd have to do is look out your front door, because I think there's a lot of those kind of people right around.
There really are.
They took her baby.
Her.
She's crying.
Her.
Ooh.
Uh oh. One idea I had. In the midst of all this little COVID stuff, and especially walking around, you guys aren't privy to this, but what I see a lot are biker gangs,
okay,
the street bike gangs,
prostitutes.
No, not the prostitutes. The bicycle gangs, the fit people,
okay,
the running clubs. You know, not as frequent anymore. Yeah, such as ourselves. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I think we fall into that
what
category.
What else you got?
Now?
Downtown, you have people that drive on ATVs in the summer. And
downtown?
Just, yeah, tear shit. Like 5 minutes later, you'll hear.
What are we, South Beach? Yeah.
But it's awesome because they'll do like wheelies and shit. Mm-hmm. They're really like, I'm sure it pisses everybody off, but yeah. I think it's fucking hilarious. Huh. So, what are we missing
here? And Joe pops a wheelie on his red bike.
Yeah. What are we missing in the equation here? We need, and you have your Segway people. There's a lot of different things.
Okay.
We need to gather a group of 10 individuals, including ourselves, and start a rollerblade gang.
Oh, I'm so in.
That just does nothing but rides on the street in rollerblades in V formation.
Yeah, quack.
And
quack,
and making quack. Signaling turns. And
I saw a rollerblade out at Miami Whitewater.
Did you tip
but
your
let me ask in? You that.
No, I don't have
I'm pretty much on board, but if we do that, do we also have to bang each other? Is that a part of the simulation?
I mean, that's something that comes.
It's very implied with how that'll look, but
I think I've never like I don't think I could ride rollerblades in public.
Really? Oh, I could tear some rollerblades.
We do it with like short volleyball type spandex shorts and no shirts on. I'm in.
Oh man. Just really cuff the package and get that out.
And we got to have like somebody's got to have a boombox with a tune that we're skating to.
Yeah, and it's got gotta be playing ABBA the whole time.
whoever the leader is at the top of the V, they have to be clear yelling at people to get the fuck out of our way. We're bad motherfuckers.
Wow. All
right, short spandex shorts and leather jackets with no shirts on. That's what it's got because we're
that,
bad.
That's tough or, guys. Or if we took our running club, ran in a group, and instead we just did kind of like parkour, you know, on benches as we were running.
Just jump over curbs.
I think we should run, but run on the street in the formation that we'd be in if we were in a car, and then just make all the turn signals and just run as a little groups of four.
There's a lot of things we could do with this.
We could pull up next to each other in lanes.
Rev up the engine a little.
Roll down your window.
Anywho, just a thought.
Wow.
I would be interested to see how well I handle on rollerblades.
I've never been on rollerblades in my life.
Never ever? Never. Not even like skates?
We were a street hockey neighborhood.
I've never been on roller skates either.
You did street hockey? Did you grow up in a cul-de-sac? Excuse or like me?
No.
A little circle? I think that's only... That only
I
comes
play a lot
with,
of street football.
I think that's only... That,
I was a man.
But the hockey stuff, I think that only comes with neighborhoods with that have cul-de-sacs. A circle at the end, right?
Yeah.
Most likely. Or,
I mean, not always, not, but yeah.
Yeah, not always. But my cousin did out in Indiana. So everybody would be on their roller skates, and I'd run because I couldn't skate.
That is a fun fact. That's what Joe Campbell did. We all had rollerblades and he would just run around.
Just ran?
Yeah. We usually made them the goalies, though, so that they didn't have to do anything.
Oh, well, I was just a little Nino, so.
Oh, there you go.
A little Nino?
Yeah.
Should we? You guys ever want to play Slapshot Regatta?
Yes.
No. Not big on that.
Absolutely. Mike's got the perfect basement. So do I.
Didn't I don't want do that? Because I can't mess up the walls have that coating thing.
We can do it in my house.
Didn't we do that at your guys' last house?
Oh, yeah, downstairs.
Down
yes.
in Haroon's basement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Nazadis. Thanks for the house.
I actually hit him up recently on Instagram. I was like, hey, Haroon, you going
to
come back? You going to come to the 2020 reunion party? Or the 10-year reunion?
What'd he say?
He didn't respond.
I don't think he accepted it. I think he had something.
Are we doing that?
I don't know.
There's
don't,
no way.
Yeah. COVID, dog.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any chatter on the...
You haven't heard. You're the one organizing it.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't...
I was supposed to. I didn't get to the meeting.
Oh, well. You guys want to end on a solid little laugh track here?
A little fan favorite segment, the laugh track? Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
All right. Let's see. I had written down the time, I think. Okay, ready?
Yeah. All Jared, right. Look alive. Jared.
I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
I should have.
Shit.
Adam Sandler.
God damn it. I fucked it up.
Got it.
It was going to be.
I think I would have got Adam
think
Sandler.
Actually,
on
I got that. Yeah.
All right.
Try to get. Was that the whole laugh?
Yeah.
Play the whole laugh the way you would. I think I would have got that's, that.
Yeah?
I couldn't tell you what... I still can't tell you what movie it's from.
You don't know what movie?
That's gotta be fucking... Is that Billy Madison?
Big Daddy.
That's Billy Madison. I feel like he's talking to the penguin.
No, he's not the...
Or whatever the fucking thing is.
The dinner table. He's talking to Eric. Crazy Eric. Crazy
there
car.
You go. Well, anyhow. Sorry you ruined that, but...
Damn it, I did ruin it.
Little
that.
Fun segue, actually, because although we're ending the show here soon,
yeah.
We, the three of us, are going to be going and watching Uncut Gems.
Uncut? Oh, yeah, that's actually why I decided to play.
Pick Adam Sandler for
that laugh track. Yeah.
There you go.
I watched a Netflix Adam Sandler movie.
Jack and Jill.
Murder Mystery, I fell asleep.
Oh, I love that one.
Sarah watched the rest of it. We watched it Friday night and I fell asleep.
I liked it.
Sorry, not a good, not a glowing recommendation for the movie.
It's not prime Adam Sandler. I'm kind of weary about this Uncut Gems.
I know, me too. I've heard good things. All right, well, let's wrap this bad boy up. So thank you, everybody, for sticking around. This has been the COVID Files 2. We will catch you next week with likely the COVID Files 3. But thanks for sticking around. Hey, Jackson, when can they find us?
I think Tuesday around 7. And Jared, where are we going to be?
The Yucatan Podcast thing.
See you next week, everybody.